Blog Talk Radio.
Is that Jay Plus? Like this. Independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, double U A to the Y S. We the best, yeah, we fight. Not a test. Our radios flies in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into, and we throw the come through, and we can show you we support that local earth. Online radio, independent everything.
I know I like doing that. Welcome to another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am your host, Franz the Hybrid One. Mother Music Records and all things Franz.com radio. And you have to say I'm multitasking. And what else I do? Allthingsfranz.com. Okay, anyway. And that lovely lady right there, that beautiful, lovely lady right there in that chair, that is Miss Nakia Qualis, a.k.a. the Hybrid Queen, a.k.a. the Girl in Motion. And she's executive A&R for Melody Music Records, Entertainment Management. She's the owner of Shoes in Motion and In Motion Events. She sure is. And she's an artist. She is. Her HIM project is out. The Hybrid Queen project is scheduled out on the 14th of March. But she's got the HIM project that is not out and available on Amazon.com. And also, you can listen to it in its entirety on her brand new artist page on Melody Music Records. Go check it out. Hit the More tab. Go to the Hybrid Queen and check out HIM. How you doing, sweetie? Sweetheart?
I'm great. How are you? I'm trying to figure out what all this background noise is that I hear.
I have no idea, but it's kind of rude, whatever it is. Yeah, so I it's not on my end for sure. But anyway, like I said, guys, welcome. And in the ghost chair over there, in the ghost chair, is Mr. Del Sean Mays of the Bars Crew. I'm not sure where he is. I just was chatting with him earlier and expecting him really to be here. So, not sure where he is. Anyway, we have a special guest today, as you know, Miss Nakia Qualis. How's your world today? Your world, how is it?
My world is hectic and you know, I've been in motion since my feet hit the floor, which is why I didn't want to get out of bed this morning, but I'm starting to slow down now.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. I've been busy too, and like I said, as you can see, I'm multitasking. I'm trying to get me some nutrition into me and do the show and a whole bunch of other stuff. And
well, I'm second on this strawberry candy. That's my nutrition right now because I finished dinner.
Nutrition.
I wanted pasta. Remember, I wanted pasta, so I cooked this huge pot of chicken and shrimp Alfredo with broccoli and corn and garlic bread, and my house is smelling lovely, but I finished it. You know my ritual before every show.
Right.
Time to go hop in the shower. And so, yeah, I'm eating candy. That's my nutrition.
Okay. And I just want to say on behalf of our guest today, Mr. Jerusalem, I actually just put him live on the show. So he probably has no idea that he's actually live with us. He was in the green room there for a minute. So to his... to his benefit, he probably doesn't realize that he's live. But we do have, a very special guest with us today, live with us today, 7-year-old rap sensation Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a 7-year-old artist signed to the indie label SMG, Scarfella Music Group. His current single out entitled It's Raining is giving the young artist some serious buzz. He is also set to sign a digital distribution deal with ING. I'm sure that's In Grooves Universal. Not bad for an artist only 7 years old. What's going on, Jerusalem?
Yo, what up?
What's going on? He is 7 years old. You know, I was really expecting this. What's up? And I just forgot for a second he's 7 years old. And he comes on, he goes, what's up? What's up, man? You doing the damn thing, ain't you?
Did you just hurt?
Jerusalem?
Yep. I'm here.
I said, you doing it, ain't you? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, so I know you're affectionately known around the camp as Juju. Where did the name Juju come from?
Just, it was just a name when I was small, and I was just, and my mom just called me, oh, Juju, then it just started getting loud, like, everybody's now calling me Juju, which I didn't really like it because I'm starting to get into the more my real name type thing, but I'm still getting called Juju, and that's not really what I'm looking towards, but hey, if it gets the name out there, you know, and if it pushes the label farther, then that's what I will do for it.
Yeah, real talk. I hear you. And so you're 7 years old, and this is usually one of the questions that we ask most not 7 year olds, most artists that come on the show. And this is kind of gonna be one of those questions that I'm really wanting to hear the answer. Now you're seven, you got all these things going on. How long you been rapping?
I've been rapping for about 3 years now.
About 3 years. So that means you were 4 years old.
Well, yeah, that's when he was small.
Well,
he's still
actually,
small, baby.
I'm 9 now.
You're not?
Oh, you're 9 now?
Yep, I'm 9 now.
Oh,
so
I didn't know.
We need to get some updated information on you.
Yeah.
Your bio is saying that you're 7.
Right. Yeah, your bio is saying that you're 7 years old, so you're 9 years old now. So you're, okay, all right. So it makes a lot more sense. So actually, you've been rapping. You've been rapping since you were like 6. I got you. Okay, that sounds a lot more believable.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're 4. They can barely speak and put sentences together at age 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do know some very talented 3 and 4 year olds, so I don't put it past nobody. When's your birthday, Jerusalem?
April 23rd.
April 25th. You're a Taurus?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, and so tell me what, and I'm going to turn this over to Nakia to do the Inquiring Minds segment here because Deljon's not here in just a moment. But I just had a couple of things I wanted to ask, and I want to ask all the good questions because she'll be like, you asked him all the good questions. So I just wanted to ask you, man, like short term, you know, where do you see yourself? I see you got this pending thing with In-Grooves Universal, and then you know, you've already been on, you know, a lot of radio shows and stuff, you know, around the country and doing things. Where do you see yourself, first of all, short term, and then say 5 years from now, where do you see Jerusalem in the whole scheme of things?
I see Jerusalem still putting out work. I still see Jerusalem still being me, making mixtapes, new mixtapes coming out, videos. I'm going to get into it more because right now, we just pushing the project out there. But once 5 years now from Jerusalem, we're going to be selling units. We're just going to be doing all. We're going to push as far as we can. And even from 5 years from now, we already made it. We still going to be pushing the units because most people go in, they stop, they just play around with the money, lose it, then
right.
They try to make it come back and it don't work. So we plan all throughout the way of the Scar Fella Music, Jerusalem, and, you know, whatever else, we got to put it in there. We plan on keeping it moving. We can't stop it. It's not working.
Keeping it moving.
We can't stop that.
Yeah, real talk. Okay, now we've got a caller here, but I'm going to wait. Caller, if you would, just hold on a bit. We're going to get let Nakia do some of the Inquiring Mind section, and then we're gonna bring the caller in and go live with the caller. 804 is the caller. Is the caller's area code calling from. So if you would, please just hold on a minute. We'll get to you. Nakia, you want to handle some of the Inquiring Minds want to know questions?
Sure. I just want to extend a warm welcome here to Independent Everything Today, Jerusalem. I first want to say that as a 9-year-old, I feel that you are very well-versed when it comes to your speaking and this interview right here today. Have you gone through any type of interview etiquette or training to, you know, perfect your skills when it comes to public speaking and your interviews?
No, it just comes.
It just comes to you natural.
It's whatever you guys are saying, I'll take back and I'll bring something better than normally comes before. I used to be all shy and never used to talk that much, but now I'm getting older, I'm starting to get into it. Now when you guys talk back, I'm not feeling, I'm not doing that, so I'm just responding back. Whatever question you guys ask me, I'm just responding back and just giving you a response, basically.
Okay, now do you carry that into the classroom as well?
Yes. I really do. I bring it into the classroom. I work hard. That's the only thing that I'm in there for. I work hard, you know, and that shit, I just bring it in. I bring it in wherever it needs to be brought in. That's, put it that way. I just bring it in wherever it needs to be brought in.
So pretty much you keep it real straight across the board.
Yes.
What grade are you in school?
Wait. Five.
You're nine. So what grade are you in school? Third, fourth, fifth?
I'm in fifth. Oh, I forgot.
You're in fifth grade. You're in fifth grade. All right. So Jerusalem the artist has to go to school, and you know, like tomorrow. You go to school and tomorrow, and maybe some of your friends, your classmates heard you on, you know, the radio today. Are there any ill feelings towards you because you have this quote-unquote celebrity status, or are you just, you know, just their regular little homeboy?
I hold this very seriously, you know. So it brings a smile to my face when, again, somebody comes up to me in school again and says, hey, I heard you on the radio last night or whatever night. That brings a smile to my face because I'm like, okay, I'm 9 years old, and I already got people saying I'm watching you. And you know, and you know, that just brings a happy feeling to you, and then that's what keeps you motivated to keep doing it. That's how I've been here.
So they don't treat you any differently? You know, they don't put you on a pedestal? You're just the same little kid that you've always been to them?
Yeah, I'm not trying to step over them in a poverty, but I'm stepping over them mentally as I'm trying to do something with my life. And if they're not planning to get money and go ahead along with their life, then I don't know about that, but I'm not trying to step over anybody. I'm just trying to be here, do the music, get the money. But no, I mean, of course you're going to have haters. Everybody's not going to like you because, he's a rapper. He's a kid, so he raps. Of course, everybody's not going to like that, but I'll just take in what needs to be learned, what needs to be done, and I just come here and I lay it down and I give it my best work.
In saying all of that, do you consider yourself to be a role model for your peers?
Yeah, I definitely do, because look at me, I'm 9 years old, and if you can go out there at any age and just keep going, then of course that's going to be a role model, because he's like, well, this kid's 11 years old, but he keep going. You know, he's a nonstop person.
Are you involved in your community at all? You do community service projects. You have an organization that you push or promote?
Mainly the music, mainly the music, but, you know, what, I don't know, this one's kind of tricky, but, mainly the music.
Mainly the music, all right. So, you know, being an artist, that's full circle. You know, we focus on our music and our fans and our followers, but people that look at us from the outside also want to see what we do as far as, you know, they want to believe that we're actually human, not that they put us on this pedestal or raise our status, but they want to see that we're human. So they want to see us out in the community. You know, we're affiliated, our record label is actually affiliated with an organization in Dallas, Texas, that they are trying to build a home for, you know, disenfranchised women. Several of our artists work with, you know, domestic violence, breast cancer awareness, suicide prevention. So, you know, and teen suicide prevention right now is, you know, it's the statistics are ridiculous right now. So those are some, you know, some options, you know, when you got to start to branch out and look for organizations to be affiliated with. to push your, you know, your brand further. Those are some that, you know, you should definitely take a look at. Now, I see that you're also into basketball and football and martial arts. How do you find time to do all of that and still, you know, be this sensational rap star?
You take time out of the day. You know, you wake up, you get your clothes on, you go to school. You come home, you sit down, you write, do homework. Then whatever time you got left, that's when you do. You go out there, your martial arts, your karate, your basketball, your football. And then you come home, and then you restart the day again with the same thing, just in a different attitude, in a different way to make it more positive for you in the day.
I like that. One last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We've interviewed several artists that are in the same age bracket as you. They tend to sing and rap about things that I feel someone their age should be rapping about or singing about. You take things to another level. When you rhyme and you know, put your music out, are these real life experiences for you? Are these things that you have gone through or encountered?
What I see mentally, what I see around me. You know, if I look at something, I take it in and out, right? But definitely this right now is just for me to move along in life, to do something ahead of me. But definitely I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna write like a kid should write. But really for right now, as far as my rhyming goes, it's just anything that I see or that I just adapt to when I take in and I write about it, and then it comes out whichever way it comes out to me. At the end of the day, if it needs some fixes, it's got some bruises and some lumps, we gonna fix that, we gonna make it look real nice, and that's gonna be again another masterpiece made.
You write your own music?
Yes. Definitely, yes.
All right. Salute to you as well as to your parents. I know they're behind you 100%, as well as to, you know, your management team. Thank you again for being on Independent Everything with us again here today. And I'm going to turn it back over to Franz.
Okay.
Shout out to DJ Kasky out of Virginia. I know he's a huge part of what you're doing in your young career. Shout out to the Scarfella Music Group as well, and all those that are behind you helping promote you and your entire team. I just want to, again, I want to bring up the fact that, you know, you are 9 years old. You have been places already in your young career that, you know, some artists are endeavoring to go. I see a bright future for you, Jerusalem. And where exactly are you from? Tell people where you're from.
I'm from Schenectady, New York.
Okay, so upstate New York. Okay, and do you have any shows?
Yeah, my sister stays in Schenectady. I have a sister in Schenectady. Yep.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Okay, so do you have any shows that are coming up recently? Any events or anything like that that you're scheduled to be a part of in the near future that you want to tell people about?
Summer is basically, yeah, it's going to be summer right now. We're just waiting for a better season to come so we can get out there and we can move these units. But definitely summertime, there's going to be a lot of movement. The name's going to be buzzing. We're going to be out there. We're going to be having a lot of shows. It's going to be all in popping by summertime. By summertime, everything that you hear about Jerusalem now will officially be out there.
Okay, and what about projects that are currently out and available or that are scheduled to be released in the near future?
It's Raining, and the new mixtape right now is No Days Off.
Okay. And those are available where?
iTunes. You know, we're going to make CDs out because some people are like, oh, well, I can't really buy it on iTunes. But we got the CDs. We got little scratch bands where you scratch the thing off and there's a number you can go on and download it. You know, we're going to be getting those. And right now, it's available on iTunes and CD. We're going to get the scratch bands. We're going it's gonna be the next big one.
Okay. Any videos? Have you done any videos, Jerusalem?
Got that fire. Million-dollar boy. Get low when it comes for you. Another remix of It's Raining. We Riding. We actually did some new videos for No Days Off. There's probably three up there. Because we still need to go back and finish them. But you can find all these on YouTube at Mr. Scarfella.
Mr. Scarfella. Okay. All right. Listen. Let me, while I have you, have the ear of the Scarfella Music Group and all the powers that be in the Jerusalem camp, let me suggest that you guys go over to VEVOPlusPlus.com. That is V-E-V-O plus P-L-U-S, P-L-U-S.com. And check out the platform that's being offered by Melody Music Records, which is a platform that allows you to get your very own Vevo channel, unlimited digital distribution to 10-plus digital sites like Google Play, Sony Music, RDIO, Spotify, and other of the major Adafly, the major download and streaming sites for the one low price lifetime. You guys go check out VEVOPlusPlus.com because I think you need to have your videos on Vevo because it is the highest paying platform out there for videos. So I think you guys need to consider going over to VEVOPlusPlus and getting yourself on Vevo. I'd love to see you there. I do want to give you plenty of time to give the people all of the information as to how to follow, fan, like, download and share your music. So let's take the time out real quick to go ahead and give your accolades or shout-outs to those that you may want to give credit to in regards to helping you get to where you are. And then also all of the information as to how a fan can link up with you, how a business entity that might want to approach you for different events and or licensing deals or whatever might connect with you. So whether that's through your management team or whatever, go ahead and articulate that to the people very clearly to where they know how to get in touch and connect further with Jerusalem.
Definitely. We got Facebook Scarfella, Twitter Scarfella. We got Mr. Scarfella at gmail.com. You can go check us out there. You can like, comment, follow, tweet. Just anything you do regularly on the internet is what you can come and help us out do.
Okay, so everything is pretty much Scarfella or Mr. Scarfella.
If I wanted to
follow you on, let's say, Twitter, I would follow you at
Mr. Scarfella.
Okay, and Instagram?
Mr. Scarfella.
Mr. Scarfella, and then your YouTube channel?
Mr. Scarfella, and everything's Mr. Scarfella.
Mr. Scarfella, and the same thing if they wanted to inbox you via the internet email, they would inbox you at mrscarfella@gmail.com, is that correct?
Yes.
There you go. Now, what about collaborations? Do you do collaborations with individuals outside of your camp?
Yes, definitely. That's how you big your name up, because just one person can run back to that person and say, hey, I got on a track with so-and-so. Hey, I got on a track with so-and-so. Eventually, it's going to hit the big scoop, so you won't even know. You're like, yeah, my face. I just did a song with you. But then it comes back, and they talk about they want to sign a deal with you. And we do it for the love of the fans and the people who say, we want a collaboration with so-and-so. And if we can get in touch with them, we will do it.
Okay. And so how does one get in touch? I mean, which avenue would be the best avenue to go through if they wanted to approach you about doing a collaboration with you?
Email.
Okay. So the Mr. Scarfella, and that is FELLA at gmail.com. Y'all heard it. If y'all want to be considered for doing a collaboration with Young Jerusalem, then you guys would hit him up at mrscarfella@gmail.com. Now, who are the powers that be behind Scarfella Music Group?
Definitely the one, the only Scarfella. He powers behind it. We got beats produced by Real Beast, Jiggy Beats. We got it to a tight shift now, so. Scarfella is definitely the power behind it. I'm the power behind it. We got ING Fontana behind it.
All right. All right. Any shout-outs you want to give?
Shout-outs, you know you got to give out. Shout-outs to y'all on
Independent Everything.
Independent Radio. Okay, I'm sorry. Independent Radio.
Okay.
Godfather Music. Nakia. Oh. I'm sorry. You know, but shout out to anybody who's listening right now. You know, shout out to the people who are actually out right now, you know, pushing the project, posting these videos up. DJ K-Ski, shout out. You know, just shout out to anybody who's out there pushing the project for us, man. That's a huge deal to us. We thank y'all.
Real talk. Okay, and I want to give a shout out to you guys, to DJ K-Ski, to Scarfellow Music Group, to Jerusalem. You guys heard it right here from Jerusalem, live on Independent Everything with the Girl in Motion and Franz the Hybrid One. Make sure you guys go check out their project. They are on iTunes. You can go to YouTube to check out their videos, and from there, I'm sure you can link to their website, et cetera, et cetera. We thank you so much for being on the show today. I want to give a quick reminder to everybody that, yes, you can get your very own Vivo channel by going to VivoPlusPlus.com and hitting the buy button, as Nakia says, and get unlimited distribution to 10-plus digital sites, plus the ability to sell your HD-quality videos via that same platform, and, again, have your own Vivo channel. We personally handle every one of the our clients and walk you through the entire process. So, big ups to you. If you are already on Vivo through the VivoPlusPlus.com module, shout out to you. New projects from Metal to Music just hit the Him project, Her Incomparable Man, from Nakia Qualis, the one, the only, the hybrid queen, is now available for pre-order on Amazon.com. It is also available for your listening pleasure at the Nerve DJs Worldwide Network and on her page at Metal the Music Records as well. The project from Cali Kia at Cali Kia is available. It is called Poetic Ambition. It is available for pre-order on Amazon.com, Poetic Ambition. It is also available for your listening pleasure on the Nerve DJs site, the Worldwide Network of Nerve DJs, and also on her very own artist page at Metal to Music Records as well. The brand new video from Voice of Trugo Getter, Mentally a Versus, is now available on her very own Vivo channel, which she got through VivoPlusPlus.com. Go check it out. It is available today, and it's a nice video, as well as her brand new album has just been released and is available on Amazon and also for your listening pleasure on Spotify and her page on Metal Music Records. The project is called Hybrid Doll, and it is a firestorm released by Voice of True Go-Getter. As well, the Get On It project, that is hashtag Get On It, from Eunice Louisiana's Black Earl, is available on Google Play and also on Spotify and on his page at Metal the Music Records. That's www.metal2music.com. Hit the More tab, go down to Black Earl, Voice of Nakia Qualis, or Cali Kia for the new projects released from these dynamic artists that are Metal of Music artists. And this has been another episode of Independent Everything. I know there's a lot I'm not putting out there right now because of limited time, but you know the projects are out. The Young Fallen Angel Personality Project is also available everywhere. The Kingpin Get Your Shit Straight Project is also available everywhere. Look for new projects coming from artists like Lady Blaze coming in March, the Hybrid Queen coming in March, and at the end of this month, the one, the only, Miss B's Giving You the Very Best That I Got will be also released via Melody Music SMG later this month. Until the next episode of Independent Everything, you guys do it independent. Do it like everything. Real talk. Love, peace.
And hair grease.
And hair grease. Real talk.
And
hair grease. All right, let me see. That's what it is. Real quick, I'm going to come bring Jerusalem back in, I think, maybe not. Oh, there he is, Jerusalem. Last words before we close this thing out. Go ahead and give it to him.
you know, we going to give a shout out to y'all, Independent Radio. Nikita, you know, thank you. Thank y'all very much for having us out here. And, you know, and just even, it's even an honor to even, you guys even bring me here to even do this.
Real talk.
Look out for my new mixtape. You know, as I just said, you guys can go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Gmail. If y'all want to hook up with us, if y'all got the talent and y'all want to hook up with us, we're going to do it with y'all.
Okay, real talk. Thanks a lot for being on the show, man. Until
Thank
the next
you.
Episode. Holla.
Bye.
Peace.